More than two decades ago, Chef Ritu Dalmia embarked on a culinary journey, opening her first restaurant in the capital. Her passion for Italian cuisine and visionary approach set her apart. She was among the pioneers who imported ingredients directly from Italy, crafting contemporary dishes with authenticity. The restaurant became known for its curated selection of award-winning wines and thoughtfully prepared food. Every ingredient is chosen carefully and from freshly kneaded dough to carefully selected herbs and making each dish an from appetizers to mains and desserts and a true standout. Mac and cheese. Almost 25 years later, she brings the legend to Mumbai, albeit in a smaller format. Also, this one is not entirely Italian and it offers a menu that balances familiar comfort foods with a few inventive touches, creating a culinary experience that is both comforting and exciting. The open, sunlit space complements this unique menu. On a video call from London, Dalmia shares the philosophy that guides Diva at the atrium at the plaza at Jio World Plaza, and as I grew older, comfort food became important to me. The menu is a mix of Italian, Asian, and Desi. The atrium is a place where people pass by. It's different from where you make a reservation to dine. It's a pit stop for shoppers who want to rest their feet, have coffee or grab a quick bite. A curated small menu that cared for our favorite cuisines at a good price point. Jio World Plaza and represents super luxury, and some restaurants offer that experience. We wanted to offer a place that lets you eat affordable meals, where everyone can experience a touch of luxury. We explored a range of offerings, beginning with tropical berry, 320 rupees, and avocado tapioca pearls, 320 rupees. Both were refreshing, but not distinctive. The Asian greens and chestnut dim sums and, 440 rupees, prawn ginger and chive dim sum, 490 rupees, and mac and cheese, 490 rupees, however, stole the show. Rich, creamy, and perfectly balanced, they delivered comforting indulgence without being too heavy. The pasta was the right texture, and the cheese sauce was velvety and full of flavor. Next up was spaghetti with meatballs, 340 rupees. The sauce was robust and packed with flavor, offering a balance of acidity and richness. Chicken in meatballs can be dry and in texture, and but these stayed tender and complemented the sauce well. The dainty potato gnocchi, mushrooms of the forest, pecorino, R580, on the other hand, didn't quite hit the mark. The dish felt a bit unbalanced and the mushrooms didn't integrate well with the gnocchi, and the flavors seemed to compete rather than complement each other. It lacked harmony. Ritu Dalmia. Fortunately, the desserts brought the meal to a satisfying close. The rosemary almond torta, R340, was beautifully moist, with a subtle herby flavors and nuttiness that made it enjoyable. Devas classic and tiramisu, 340 rupees, stayed true to its roots and rich, creamy layers that hit all the right notes of coffee and mascarpone. The raspberry cocoa tart, 340 rupees, was decent, though the addition of raspberry jelly felt unnecessary and distracted from the chocolate flavor. We felt Diva at the atrium offers a dining experience that blends comfort with creativity and delivers standout moments alongside a few that could benefit from refinement and getting over teething troubles. Dalmia tells us that one of the restrictions she had to work with while creating the menu was that the location constrains the use of fire. But that didn't mean we just serve heated frozen food and Each dish is thought through to work around the limitation, she adds. Will we see a standalone Diva in Mumbai soon? And if you look at our history, we should have been 50 restaurants. I like to take things one step at a time. Diva at the atrium is a first baby step for us in Let's see how Bombay reacts to it, and who knows what comes next, Dalmia signs off.